Monday. Miss Featherbottom read our class spooky story tonight. It was a dark and stormy day. Everyone was in a flap after Miss Featherbottom finished reading. But Lucy and I were too excited about our amazing sleepover to be scared by a silly story. Well, maybe we were just a tiny bit scared. At lunch, we planned our sleepover activities. The sleepover was all I could think about on the flight home. I was flying with Lucy, Carlos, Sue, and Zach. When it happened, I saw a ghost. There was a white, shimmery blur floating right above us. Look! A ghost! But by the time they looked up, the ghost was gone. Everyone laughed. Good joke, Eva. No, really, I really did just see a ghost. Ha ha, very funny. Then Sue said something not so nice. Oh, stop flapping, Eva. You just made that up. Everyone knows ghosts aren't real. So now you can see why I call you Minnie McMeanerson. She is so mean. This ghost was real. I didn't make it up. This is not like the time I didn't do my math homework because I said I was allergic to the number 2. I totally made that up. I was upset that no one believed me. Then Lucy whispered in my ear, I believe you, Eva. She really is the best friend in the whole owlverse. When I got home, I told Henry about the ghost. He laughed. Did the ghost go boo or oo? If it didn't say boo or oo, then it wasn't a real ghost. He's got such a squirrel head. Maybe he's right. But the ghost didn't go boo or oo. I guess Miss Featherbottom's spooky story could have made my imagination go a bit crazy, but I really did see something, Diary. I need to prove to everyone that there is a ghost in Treetop Alice. My mission, find a ghost.